Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our Cache Creek Casino broadcast is coming up. It's right before Mother's Day weekend. So if you are in the area and you're all like, yeah, I want to go to Cache Creek, let's do this thing. Make sure you get there early on the Friday. It's Friday the 9th. And there are some special seats and some special arrangements that you can win. Go to RadioAlice.com and enter for your chance to win an overnight stay at Cache Creek Casino Resort and two reserved seats for our live broadcast May 9th. There's also a grand prize, which you'll be qualified for. That includes two seats at the live broadcast and a full weekend stay at the luxury Cache Creek Casino Resort. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. John got himself another room. I don't want you to go because you're gonna keep me up and I'm gonna keep you up in the morning. He goes, I'll just get my own hotel room. I'm like, okay. Enjoy your stay at the Cache Creek. He's always up for hanging at a casino and sitting at the bar.
Will he come to the broadcast?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He'll be there at like 8:45.
You realize this is Bob's first virgin outing. Oh.
No, she'll probably be here.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll see. We got to figure it out.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. I thought she was coming with us.
We'll talk about it.
Won't people want to meet her and stuff?
We're trying to keep her apart from the people. I know, but she also has a job here.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
I mean, cold water Maddie over here.
Yeah, Maddie Coldwater.
Golly.
Damn.
I guess you don't realize that this is Bob's first outing because it isn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
She will be at the, when we do the drag thing.
Definitely going to be there for that.
That's
going to be good.
But yeah.
Anyway, we are having our first live broadcast in years and we're very excited about it. It's our Cache Creek Casino broadcast. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. Go there, get yourself entered for this. We want you to come. It's going to be fun. Don't have too much fun the night before because we want you to get up nice and early and come in and hang out. Do we know where we're doing it yet? Like, is there a location we can steer people to if they want to come to the... Let's find that out.
We'll have signage.
Why don't we talk about this off?
Yeah, and we'll have signage. They're putting together signage so people will be able to find it.
Great.
It'll be no problem at all.
Perfect.
Just come.
Find out about breakfast. I love breakfast. You know me. I love to have some breakfast. Vinny, you like breakfast?
Would you trash me already? Yeah. What are you doing?
I don't feel like it. I feel like talking about the Cache Creek Casino Resort. Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to find out. The people want to know. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's asking. Oh, what exactly is happening? Just trying to fill them in. This is the Dolly Parton Roundup. I swear to God, every day there's a new story about Dolly, and I don't want to do one every single day. So, or it gets buried under some Jelly Roll story or something like that.
Jelly Roll.
Some kind of other thing where Kanye's doing stuff to his kid cousin. Oh my God. Or Shannon Sharp is getting sued. Like, there were some crazy stories today. So I've got a roundup of Dolly Parton. I should have made this a game. There are so many stories here. Should have done a Dolly Parton true or false, but these are all true stories. All of them. Dolly Parton is very well known for her look, her wigs, her makeup, her outfits. And she just revealed something that I had no idea about. She says that when she is in California, she goes to bed fully made up. She's like, you guys, y'all have earthquakes over there. And I look like, she literally said, I look like hell when I don't have makeup on. She said, I'm not running out into the middle of the street and have people taking my picture. And the next thing you know, I'm all splashed all over the tabloids. Like, oh no, there's nothing with her makeup. Ah! So when she's in California and sleeping here, she sleeps with a full face of makeup on.
That's an incredible weight to bear.
It is.
It's too much.
I kind of agree with you.
But, okay, so she never comes to California is what she's telling us.
Apparently she does.
No, she doesn't.
I sleep in my makeup when I'm in California.
If you spend all your time fretting over earthquakes, I know, right? You don't spend your time here.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if she hasn't been here in years. Like, why would she be? Like,
right?
When is the last time she toured? I know she plays shows. She probably comes out for award shows and stuff. You know, she was here. She did some songs for Human's movie years ago.
Well, she gave him some songs.
He met her out here, I thought. Maybe he went to Nashville.
He went there.
Oh.
Because he met her in a studio. Don't you remember that?
I do. That, you sure it wasn't here?
I'm not.
Yeah, me either.
But.
Could have been anywhere, really. He's clearly willing to fly anywhere in the world for whatever thing. To spend his money on.
His money.
Mm.
Interesting.
Okay, I double thought that as well. That's interesting.
Always have wondered.
Anyway, there you have it. Dolly will always be camera ready, even right after an earthquake. She'll be freaking out in a full face of makeup. Should they rename Nashville Airport after Dolly Parton?
Yep.
I agree. In fact, they say it would have a great, you'll be the Parton from Parton. Get it? Because her last name's Parton. Departing from Parton.
It's cute. Mm. I like it.
About 40. Thank you. There's a petition to rename the Nashville Airport, which I don't even know what its name is. Mm. Is it just called the Nashville Air? Like if you fly in, you just go to Nashville International
You're not
Airport?
Asking us.
No, I'm asking the research department.
Nashville International Airport.
Oh, how boring. Like of all, there's so many people that have come out of Nashville. I can't believe they haven't named it. After one of them.
It was originally called Berry Field.
Berry?
Berry, B-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, like Chuck Berry?
I don't know if, I doubt it was named after. It was
maybe
named
there
after
are actually berries
an Army Colonel Harry Smith Berry.
Oh, well, now we got to name it after country's all-time goddess, Dolly Parton.
You know, I had thought, so when I was a boy, there was an airport near me. Like, I lived down south in a, LAX was always the big airport, and then there was a little one in Orange County, and it wasn't always called John Wayne Airport, but I remember they named it that.
Yeah.
And then more recently, they were like, that guy was a this and a right. that and another thing, but it's still called that. So I guess they never removed it. I looked it up to just check. Not that Dolly has done anything that would...
Where's the Reagan Airport? I thought
Reagan's in Washington, D.C., I thought.
Yeah, that's the one I fly in and out of all the time.
Hmm.
That one's where they had the accident recently with the helicopter and the jet. They've had a few incidents.
Yeah, I thought they renamed the John Wayne one, but yeah, I guess...
Originally named really. Orange County Airport. They named it in 1975 to honor John Wayne, and then they've kept it since. And I thought they had renamed it, but anyway,
yeah,
I was
I
a boy.
So too. Can someone look?
Just, I remember that being like,
right?
Why? Yeah. You just changed the name to crap?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Turns out, I know. It is sometimes. I mean, I guess we're used
to.
So it's just
John Wayne Airport.
John Wayne Airport.
My dad was part of a union at LAX, and so when they would go on strike. He would pick up hours at the Orange County Airport.
Oh, funny.
And do things there.
That's probably closer to your house anyway.
It was right down the street from our house compared to the hour and a half drive that he would deal with daily.
And a commute and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyway, Dolly Parton Airport. I like it.
Dolly Parton. Better that than 3M Airport or whatever. Like everybody's doing their advertising. And I remember what was the thing that got named crypto.com center? Was it the Staples Center?
It was.
Yeah.
It is. It's still called that.
So why is it not? Why?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
It's crypto.
It is crypto.com center or something. However, I still hear it referred to as Staples Center.
Well, because just, and that's just like over. Candlestick.
Right.
I mean, it's gone now, but forever there were people who would, it was 3Com and there were other sponsors along the way. Monster.
Yeah, Monster. That was actually a good name.
Well, but and then there were the people who said, no, that's Candlestick. Right. I don't care what you want to try and get us to call it. It's Candlestick.
Like the same thing in Oakland. It was the Oakland Coliseum. Like nobody ever took the names that they named it. Just called it the Coliseum.
Yeah, it actually gets really confusing, I think, because you feel like you know what the name of something is, and then it changes, and you're like, is that the thing that, where do we go?
Well, and the Oracle thing, because they've been sponsors at multiple venues, you're like,
that's a huge problem. I'm like, which of the Oracle arenas are we talking about? Anyway, Dolly Parton's now hawking her own jeans. They're called Jolene's. Jolene's.
Cute.
Yeah. Why not, right? It was announced on April Fool's Day, but it's actually not a prank. Jolene's, and they're spelled different. They're spelled like jeans, but Jolene's, not L-E-N-E.
Oh,
they're
yay.
L-E-A-N-S. Jolene's.
Cute. Very funny.
They are available for a limited time through Khloe Kardashian's label, Good American. I got the Jolene's from Dolly. You can get them online and in select Nordstrom stores. They are, the collection runs between $64 and $229.
And here's a rumor about Dolly you may want to hear, or maybe not. And maybe you can debunk this rumor. 925 says, Dolly's been known to get together with the ladies here in California. Distance and separate beds kept Dolly and Dean's relationship together for all those years.
Getting together with the ladies, huh? That's fun.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really, I can't debunk it. I like it, though. I think it's fine.
Dolly's lesbian.
She has stated that she is not gay, but she has a strong and platonic friendship with one of her best friends, Judy.
Oh. Judy!
Does Judy live in California?
Don't know about that.
I do like Judy. But we're strong platonic friends. I mean, whatever. It's fine. Either way. I don't want to like put her on the hot seat for it. But I do want to know. Anyway, Dolly says they make her jeans, the Jolene's.
The Jolene's, right.
They make any butt look good, especially if you got a good butt. Then they look great. But if you got just an okay butt, they still look great. That's what she said.
All right.
Dolly Parton announced a new book called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage, because she needed more books, more albums, more everything. She's releasing a new book. It's called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage, and that's going to look great on your coffee table. It features personal stories from Dolly, 350 color photos, an 8-page gatefold listing her lifetime of performances. It will be available. This is not a bad Christmas gift. It's not going to be available until November 11th, but you can pre-order it on Amazon for $55. Or if you prefer, Dolly will read it to you herself, an audiobook from Penguin Random House Audio.
Oh, I bet that's a fun listen.
It will be published simultaneously. Yeah. Although, I mean, it sounds like a big coffee table book with pictures, but I guess there's a bunch of little personal stories in there. So, well, let me tell you about that one time with my good friend. What's the girl's name again?
Judy.
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 Well, Judy, we slipped and fell and everything went flying. She got stuck somewhere. Wow, that's bad. I don't know. I just was imagining her falling into love. Do you know who Akon is?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Oh, it's that guy?
Wee-hoo!
Oh, that's a great song.
Woo-hoo!
Well, he is. Is that called Smack That?
I don't know. No, I already gave you all
Smack
I can
that.
Give you.
No, that's not what Benny
was. That's just him singing on the Gwen Stefani song? Or was there?
Yeah. Okay. Sweet Escape.
Sweet Escape. Well, he's got a song called Smack That. And not only that song, but all his other songs too. He is going country. Akon told TMZ, I am actually redoing my whole catalog in country. I'm not even joking. He went on to say the project has been in motion for the last 5 years, but starting next month, y'all going to start seeing the releases. It sounds like he found major country stars to collaborate on, so he'll re-record these songs and he'll be accompanied by these country people. And he'll maybe play more of a guest role. I'm not positive, unless this is all a joke. It could be. Anyway, I don't know that much about Akon, but I thought, I feel like I've heard of him. He's a very famous rapper. Apparently, Smack That and all his other songs going country. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Just for the record, I checked myself because I really wasn't sure. And that is, in fact, Akon with Gwen Stefani. And the song is, in fact, called The Sweet Escape. Woohoo, yee-hoo is the written lyric. Woohoo, yee-hoo.
Yee-hoo!
So he was country way back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yee-hoo. That is practically yee-hawed.
Right. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah. A sixth grade science experiment answers a very important question after these.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Hey. Hey. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning
it
show.
It says automatic.
No, I don't like that.
I see it says, oh, now it's now says manual.
Who would ever say that? That's so silly. It's time for this. Damn it. So stupid.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lady Gaga. Win them before you can buy them. All this week, listen for the code word at 805, 1205, 305, 405, 505, and 605. Text that code word to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets before you can buy them to Lady Gaga on July 22nd at Chase Center.
Oh, that's a show you want to see.
That's a good show.
Tickets all week, you guys.
She's really good, you guys. Like, really, really good.
You're going to love it. Oh, my God.
There are a few shows where I've seen someone just be... it's hard to... like, so... perfectly comfortable behind the piano, up on mic, dancing,
commanding.
All the like just doing all the stuff. And she's one of them where you just go, she's the king of her little world. Queen, whatever you want to,
whatever she is.
Unisex. Is there a unisex leader of the world? I don't know. Whatever it is. President of her stage.
Queen.
Fine. Queen of her stage.
Queen? Yeah.
Got it. She's the queen of the stage. You'll be impressed, I promise. I really was
love it.
I've seen a lot of shows.
So good.
She was great.
Amazing.
Hope you're having a good Earth Day, and hopefully you're not witnessing, litter and garbage being thrown. And don't call them out on it, because they will try to crash you.
Yeah. Or pull their gun out.
Mostly sunny today. Highs in the 70s. Right now, we still have that overcast sky here in the city, but it should clear up most places. By the way, we're entering that sort of overcast beach time of the year. So
it's a pattern.
Don't be surprised if you leave Walnut Creek and it's 90 degrees and sunny out one day, and then you get to the beach and go, it's winter. What happened? Yeah. That's what happened.
Keep that in mind when you go to outside lands.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Okay, so this first story was sent to us, and I love it.
Oh, sent by a listener?
It was sent
link
by a listener, got a link, and I went, oh, it's too good.
Okay, tell me everything.
Sixth graders' science experiment answers the question, do cat Buckeyes touch every surface they sit on?
Cats are gross.
Do cat...
does
rear
it depend
ends.
On the cat? Some cats are like, I basically keep my tail down, and other cats are like, look at my butt all day long.
Cat owners sometimes have unique questions that even Google doesn't always have an answer to. This is probably the sole reason cat forums exist. But one kid who needed a sixth grade science project decided to skip the forums for answers and instead use a scientific method to decide... does the cat's Buckeye touch everything in the house?
So I'm dying to hear how they tested this, because I have my own feelings about what, maybe what you could do.
Since cats do whatever the heck they want, climb on countertops.
Sure. Sit down and start cleaning themselves everywhere.
Anytime, anywhere, it's not your business. I'm a cat. I do what I want.
Yeah.
They want to sit somewhere, they do it.
Yeah.
So the thought that a cat its back end might be
touching everything
on your pillow when you're not around.
Keep your door closed. Keep those cats out of your room. Jesus.
Be
never let a cat in my room.
Upsetting to some people. So this young person decided, I will make this my test and I will come to a conclusion to complete the experiment. Henry and his mom bought non-toxic lipstick and applied it to said Buckeye.
Well, that had to be fun. I'm sure the cat loved it.
And then the cats were given, you know, let free and observed.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm very interested to hear how this went. What is the conclusion that they've drawn?
Turns out that no, cat Buckeyes do not touch every surface a cat sits on. So there's the good news. They say that
is actually great news.
The experiment covered long-haired, short-haired, and medium-haired cats.
Boy, they really applied the lipstick to a lot of different
cats. I'm sure at some point they figured out how to do it and realized...
There's so many words I can't use here.
His results and general findings were long- and medium-haired cats, BHs, made no contact...
Long and medium, absolutely nothing.
No contact with soft or hard surfaces at all.
Mm.
Short-haired cats made no contact on hard surfaces, but when you talk about the bedding situation, that there were some schmears. Well, they had lipstick on.
Yep.
There were some schmears. There was some schmearing. Conclusion is, if you have a short-haired cat and they're lying in your laundry or on your unmade bed or other soft, uneven surfaces, there is a chance that there's some lipstick on that bed, on that laundry.
I want to give kudos to the mom for coming up with lipstick. Because I thought to myself, well, I've got all this acrylic paint. I guess I'll just put that on there and see what happens. But the lipstick would stay transferable much longer. Lipstick can stain, so maybe she picked the right, like a washable kind, like a kid's lipstick or something. I wonder, did they put these cats in a room with various surfaces to sit on and then after an hour or so come back and see if they could detect it anywhere? I think it's great. I like their methodology, and I feel like that's a successful experiment, which means that no one should ever have a short-haired cat. Share and science.
What happens when grandma and grandpa take over childcare? What happens
when grandma and grandpa
take over the child care? So your child visits grandma and grandpa, or grandma and grandpa visit and take over the childcare duties while mom and dad go out to dinner or find something else.
Is this just like a one-time thing? They come over to babysit, or they're actually taking over the childcare, as in
whatever the
just
case
leave the kid
may
here
be
every day.
Whatever the case may be, nearly half the time grandma and grandpa are in charge of childcare duties.
Really?
Nearly half the time is spent staring at screens.
Oh.
According to new research, they say...
Well, grandparents are old. They're so tired.
I do think there's an element of...
You're running me ragged, kid. Here, watch something on TV.
My kids, when they were young, would torture Nona. Yeah. She loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And she would come and visit for 2 weeks and leave ruined. She didn't say she was ruined. In fact, she'd
They'd
be like...
taken it all out
no,
of her.
No, it was fantastic.
It
I loved every minute of it. But she Gotta would go. Also be ruined. Like the knees up and down and playing with dolls and in the corner. And like all the stairs and the... I used to think, oh, no.
She's a good grandma, though.
She is.
And
she's
even now, does she still sit on the phone with them? Do the
She does.
FaceTime
she hasn't
stuff?
Been here in a while, though. It's because she went and got a puppy. She's been dealing with that, but
well, she likes companionship.
I do know that while grandparents are older and tired and more rickety,
there's that.
I also know grandparents want to please the child.
They do. They want to give the kid what the kid wants.
And the kid wants the screen. Can I watch YouTube? Yeah, you can watch YouTube. And now I can kick back too.
Yeah. Tell me everything about it. I'm going to take a grandma nap on the couch.
You get right here next to grandma or grandpa.
Do you want to set a timer?
Nope.
I don't. You go ahead.
You're good.
You're good. Grandma's just going to rest her eyes.
The screen-heavy reality creates friction between generations because the parents like, what are you doing? This is your chance to hang with your grandchild. Mm. And the grandparent says, oh, we're hanging.
We're right together the whole time. It's I just have my eyes closed and I'm snoring. And the kids on the iPad. What? They were safe. I was right there the whole time. Isn't that what you want? Come on.
I think that's pretty normal. That grandparents are like, here, have candy, have ice cream, and have a screen.
And then we'll go to Target and I'll buy you some stuff.
You know.
Right.
You do, in fact, know.
Well, my sister broke up with her in-laws because they would just not listen to her rules. She had so many rules.
What are you saying?
They broke up. Like, that was it. She was like, no, then there's no more. I mean, there was some other stuff, too. There was some crazy town stuff, but.
What crazy town stuff?
I probably already said too much.
No, you haven't.
But it was basically they had, like, some rules about how they wanted their kids to be handled.
Right.
And the grandparents would go, well, okay. And then they'd leave and then come back and the kids would have new presents and be like a stomach ache and,
yeah,
you know, sugar smeared all over
right,
their
that's
faces.
That's what happens. That's yeah. what you do.
Yeah. Well, it didn't fly.
Oh,
Tina.
I know.
And so no more.
There were other things, though. There really was a lot more than that. But I did think that was the thing probably that broke the camel's back. Like, and every time we go over there, we say no presents. And then there's
that's
a big
the
pile,
thing?
Of, pile of presents.
I thought you were talking about, like, you know.
Oh, no.
Lighting fires or sword swallowing no. or, you know.
Just here's how it's going to go. And it didn't go that way.
Tina, what are you doing?
There were other things.
Tina, come get some ham.
I mean, how bad could it be?
Well, some of the stories I heard is pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. My parents, not a single worry, says 925. My in-laws, my husband and I both worry.
Well, there it is, right? Some parents are better grandparents than other parents.
Cats are not gross. They keep themselves clean, unlike dogs. Licking yourself is not cleaning yourself.
It technically, especially, that is how they clean themselves.
Way,
so it is cleaning
no,
themselves.
No, and they're another thing. Let like. Me just. There's nothing gross about
a hairball.
Oh yeah,
it's that's disgusting.
As soon as they start doing that, they get hurled out of the house. That get out of here!
Cats are not gross.
Get that thing out of here!
And by the way, is there anything worse than that bucket of poop and pee in the corner?
Oh, I don't have that. I just put my cats out. And they eat gross animals and leave me the tail and the stomach and the face, and that's it. That's all that's left. Oh.
408 says, I love Dolly, but I'm actually tired of airports being named after people. The city name is sufficient. Here's the thing. You don't love Dolly, because if you did, you'd say, I understand why they want to name. The warm, glowy feeling you get when you hear Dolly Parton's name
mm-hmm.
is why they want that association.
Right. It's
come
wonderful.
Fly with Dolly Parton.
Come fly the Dolly skies.
It's beautiful. It makes you think of her and that Nashville spirit.
Mm. Boobies.
I knew you were going to say that. I totally, right before you say that, I go, someone's going to say boobies. And it's going to be Maddie.
Well, it's Dolly, baby. Right.
You guys got a choice. I got that true death or
oh,
fake
is it game
death.
Time?
It is. Okay. Unless you've got
no,
more. Got stories of death, they're true or false, or how old is that guy? Bob, you get to choose, because you won the last game.
415 says, damn, Tina's in-laws were worse than Clarkie's? Impossible!
Oh, no, my in-laws were all right.
Yeah, they're talking about your parents.
Oh, no, my parents are okay. We just kept the kids away from them. Fine. It's like, no. No.
Let me light that cigarette for you there, Berkeley.
Okay, we gotta go. See you later. Yeah.
Come on. Have a smoke with Granny.
My mom used to always be like, just drop the kids off for the whole summer. I'm like, oh my God. All right. I'll pick them up in 2 hours. See you soon.
Grandma and Grandpa are naked all the time.
So did you decide?
What was the question? Sorry.
Do you want to play the death game or the yes to the
death game?
The death game. All right. In that case, happy birthday, Machine Gun Kelly. He's 35. Okay, so these are just stories about death, somebody who died, and they're either true or false. And Bob did win the last game, so come on, boys. Pick up your game here. A man in Brazil died after hiring two clowns to jump out of a cake at his bachelor party. They startled him into cardiac arrest.
Oh, I could. That would happen to me. So, yes, absolutely. Clowns.
Man in Brazil died after hiring two clowns to jump out of a cake at his bachelor party, and they startled him into cardiac arrest.
He hired them to jump out of his cake, and they scared him?
That's what it says right here.
No.
That's the headline.
I'm going to say no, too. But yeah. I did see something at a bachelor party I'll never unsee.
Mm.
Oh, well, my gosh.
There are people who are like, it's the last hurrah.
It's not. You already are. There's no more hurrahs.
You've decided.
I saw this thing they call Feed the Kitty, and I was like, what is happening here?
You're putting money in your mouth? This is ridiculous. It's filthy.
Believe
that. Yeah, it's false. That was a fake story.
Right,
of course
it was.
Sorry, Maddie. A man was buried in a giant Pringles can per his will. A man was buried in a giant Pringles can per his will. He wanted this. That's what he wanted.
False.
Yeah, why not?
I'll say false.
Because somebody's got to make a giant Pringles can.
And they did. That is a real one.
Get out of here. Yeah.
Fred Bauer.
Or maybe.
By the way, he was the inventor of the Pringles can.
Oh, well.
His kids. You didn't honored say his that. Wish.
I don't know why they wouldn't say that. Maybe they just cremated him.
Oh, and put him in a Pringles can and then buried it?
That makes they a made lot a giant more one. Sense. They no, made, they don't they make giant ones.
A man was buried in a giant Pringles can per his will. It's right there in the thing. Okay, here we go. A Las Vegas strip club now offers eternal pole positions, burials under the main stage for VIP clients.
Just because you make up phony, contradictory statements doesn't make them true.
I just told you the Pringles thing was true.
Yeah, I know what you said.
I read you the thing.
Yeah, I heard what you made up.
I didn't make it up. That's the whole point was that one was true. Okay.
What's the question
again?
Did you
even listen to the next one?
I'm still mad at you about the weather one.
The weather one?
Bob, weather one.
By the way, Maddie, no points. Vinny, 1 point. Bob, leading again, guys. Bob is crushing you guys today. All right. I mean, not crushing you yet. Here we go. A Las Vegas strip club now offers eternal pole positions, burials under the main stage for VIP clients. True or false?
No.
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 No, no, no. That's correct. An adult film star requested her ashes be mixed into a glitter bomb and shot over Coachella.
Yes.
A who?
An adult film star requested her ashes be mixed into a glitter bomb and shot over Coachella. Who said no?
I said yes.
Oh, you said yes.
I'm a no.
You say that's true.
Oh. I'm a no.
You're a no.
I'll go yes.
No. So who got that? Only Vinny?
Me.
All right. So Vinny, you have 3. Maddie has 1. And Bob has 3. How did that happen? I'm not good at math. 3-3 and 1. I don't know.
You're the host.
I'm not even sure what happened here. Thank you. I think I got really bogged down in the Pringles thing. A man had.
It's hard to make up stuff like that, isn't it?
It is. A man had, in quotes, "This isn't even my final form," engraved on his tombstone in Comic Sans font. A man had, "This isn't even my final form," engraved on his tombstone in the font known as Comic Sans.
True.
False.
I'll say true.
It is true. That's a real one. In Oklahoma, by the way.
925 says, "Vinny, you did that Pringles can story."
Oh, wow.
It is true. It's true.
Alice News Network falling down there.
No.
I can't remember them all.
It's a lot of stories every day.
Yeah. I definitely remembered it. Here's the next one. A woman was banned from a cemetery after trying to get frisky with her ex's ghost. A woman was banned from a cemetery after trying to get frisky with her ex's ghost.
No.
I'm going false.
I'll say true.
It's false. That's Maddie has 2 points, Vinny has 4, and Bob's got 5. A man left his entire estate to his OnlyFans favorite with the clause that she had to post once a week in mourning. A man left his entire estate to his OnlyFans favorite.
Where's this?
Where did it happen?
Yeah, where
on
is this?
On OnlyFans.
No, I mean, where does he live?
It's on OnlyFans.
No.
I don't have that information.
Oh, this is a phony story. Fake.
A man left his entire estate to his OnlyFans favorite with the clause she had to post once a week in mourning.
I'll go fake.
It's real.
Sorry
about it. Happened in 2003. A guy was buried.
2003.
There was
sorry,
no
2023.
Only...
Sorry, 2023. And she said, I do it in his honor and I do it in lingerie.
Lying liars is what?
No, I'm not lying.
You lying
liar. I'm not lying. Hang on. A man was buried in his recliner because he refused to die sitting anywhere else.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's true.
True.
I'll say false.
That's true. In Kentucky.
Some pain in the ass. I'm sure the whole family was like, of course he needs that. Of course.
And finally, a cemetery in Vermont offers eternity pods that slowly grow into maple trees.
True.
True.
What?
A cemetery in Vermont.
Listen.
Offers eternity pods that slowly grow into maple trees.
False.
Yeah, it's another story you did, and it's true.
Oh, my gosh.
A score of 7-5-3, it's Bob again.
What's my name? My name is Bob. Yeah, right.
You going to do kisses or anything? Or
loser!
Oh, boy. That's just me.
Ooh. You could do the forehead
right.
L.
Goodbye, you guys. Be sure to listen all day because Jane, keep it here on Alice because if you like Lady Gaga, we got Lady Gaga for you. And we'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.